A guy that's been following the story. He is with the Minot Daily News, and Ryan has done a fabulous job today covering the story. He was at the news conference. Ryan Holmgren of the Minot Daily News. Ryan, by the way, were you the one that took the train from Minot to Minneapolis yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I came in early yesterday morning, and I'm from the Twin Cities originally, so I was able to stay at my folks' place, and I need to take another day off, and I'll leave tomorrow night to go back to Minot.
Always looking out for the company's bottom dollar, aren't you there, Ryan?
That's how I do it.
Hey, Ryan, a bang-up job today covering the story. It is not over, but your reaction and what the folks in Minot are thinking, knowing that Todd Hoffner is leaving you to go to Mankato.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily shocked, but they're definitely completely disappointed about it and just really down about it from some of the players' tweets and that sort of thing. I know he's kind of a guy that they brought him in January 30th and kind of breathed some life into the program, and a lot of the other coaches that were already on staff and a lot of the players were, you know, excited about their future. They're coming off a 2-9 season, so they needed someone to kind of give them a shot in the arm. And here this guy is. He comes in with a hit of winning in the Northern Sun, and then he leaves 2 months later. So I think they're a little bit dejected, and they don't really know what their future has in store.
When did you first get an idea that there could be problems with Hoffner leaving? Has it been very long?
Well, I guess it probably just started, you know, last Wednesday night when he got the decision from the arbitrator that he could have his contract reinstated at Mankato, and it kind of stemmed from there. His wife, Melody, had said they're thinking it over and they haven't decided yet, and so they took a little bit of time, and I'm not sure when he actually came to his decision. You know, he said at the press conference it was about 20 minutes before, but he also said that from day one what he wanted was to go back to Mankato, and that was from day one of when the charges came. He just wanted to get back into his job. So, I think right away when you knew that the arbitrator ruled that he could go back, at that point it was, well, this could be trouble. You don't know what's going to happen.
Any idea, Ryan, what kind of a clause there was in his contract that might have allowed him to leave Minot? And is there any sort of buyout or any sort of compensation for Minot, considering how this has gone down?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Rick Hedberg, Minot State's athletic director, about that last week. And he said there was no clause in there, and they didn't have any contingency plans of if he would leave, what will happen. So I think right now everyone's just a little bit in the dark. At the moment, Hedberg is talking to the current coaches on staff, and, you know, Hoffner did hire an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator and their strength coach and all that sort of thing. So it wasn't like from the get-go Hoffner's original plan was to try to get back to Mankato. You know, he went through, he tweaked the offense a little bit. They went from a 3-4 defense to now into a 4-3. And so I think they're kind of just in the dark a little bit about it. So there wasn't anything in the contract itself. And so now it's the question is, where are they going to go from here? Because they're going to go through their second, you know, coaching hire in the last 3 months.
I can only imagine that there's going to be some substantial collateral damage with the players, and not only that, but, I mean, the coaches as well, with the uncertainty, because Todd Hoffner hired a lot of those guys. And you know, we saw that there was a statement that came out that said it's not his decision on whether or not he can bring the staff with him. Any idea what that means?
Yeah, it's pretty strange that he says he doesn't really have the authority to do that. It's just kind of, you know, he knows he's going to his office in Mankato tomorrow, and then whatever happens, happens. So I don't know what's going to happen with the coaches. I know that's something that Hedberg is probably addressing at the moment, and he's going to address the local media at 4:45. So that might be something that Hedberg can shed some light on. But it sounds like from Hoffner's standpoint, he just wanted his job back, and he's able to get it. And for him, whatever flies, flies.
Ryan, is there somebody on that staff right now that you see that could take over for that Minot job, or is there maybe someone they may go outside of Minot to become the head football coach there?
You know, that's a great question. They didn't really necessarily clean house, but a lot of guys were pretty much toward the end of their contract. So when Hoffner got on, he was able to bring in some of his own guys. He's got Byron Thomas is the defensive coordinator. He was the first major hire that Hoffner made, so that could be a potential possibility, although he doesn't have, you know, Division II head coaching experience, so you wonder if they're going to try to do that. Or otherwise, they did have two other viable candidates when they went through their original hiring and chose Hoffner, so you wonder if they go back to that. But I don't think there's anyone necessarily on staff that has been there long enough that you can say, well, Hoffner's leaving, this guy's a shoo-in. So for right now, it's yeah, it's kind of up in the air again.
He's Ryan Holmgren, Minot Daily News here at Sports Talk with Craig and Chris with Todd Hoffner's reaction from Minot. Todd Hoffner returning to Minnesota State Mankato. So what's the biggest hurdle right now for the football team? Is it rallying the troops? Is it just figuring out how they're going to get from today to tomorrow? I mean, what's the next step right now for Minot's team?
Yeah, I think rallying the troops is going to be a good first step because, you know, they had guys that were reaching out to me. They were just saying, you know, is there going to be a live stream? They were just, you know, completely in the dark about that. So they wanted to know if there's a live stream where they can watch the press conference. And they're asking, you know, when is this press conference with you know, Mr. Hedberg going to be? So they don't really know what's going on. So I think you got to rally the troops. And then, you know, you also got to think they're in the middle of their spring practice. So Hoffner had a handful of practices, and now they've got their spring game on May 2nd. So they're still in the middle of that. And if they're going to bring in a new coach or, you know, whatever happens with there, they did change their defense. So they're in a brand new defense or in a brand new offense. So are you going to change that again? So it's kind of, I think you got to rally the troops and get them to at least be a little bit positive, because I've had moms and dads emailing me when the stuff came out last week that he could potentially leave. And they're saying, you know, my son has been working so much harder than he has the last 3 years. His grades are even up. So Hoffner is bringing good changes. And so you have to find some way, whether it's already in the program or somebody outside the program, that can at least keep it moving in the right direction.
I got to give Hoffner credit with social media the way it is today. At least the media and a lot of people didn't know what was going to happen until 3 o'clock today when he said he was leaving. Do you think Rick Hedberg, the AD at Minot, knew before the announcement came at 3 today?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. When I talked to him last week, he said, until we're told otherwise, Todd Hoffner is our head coach. And then I talked to him the other day, and he said he hadn't heard anything. They hadn't really been in contact. I know they hadn't been in contact much with the sports information director, Mike Linnell. So that's a great question. I don't necessarily think he was, but I think he probably had some sort of an inkling, because they did send out a press release to the media earlier today before the press conference that regardless of whether he stays or goes, that Todd Hoffner would not be available for media comments to the local Minot media. And if they wanted to reach out to him, they could, but that would have to be through Hoffner's people. So that was a little bit of a sign that, okay, if they're not going to be representing Todd Hoffner and they're saying you have to talk to his people, then, you know, it seems like he might not be the Minot State head coach anymore.
Yeah, we talked about collateral damage. We don't know what that's going to be like in Mankato, because Hoffner's lawyer today did say they want to clean house down there.
Yeah, that's
going to be interesting.
Yeah, that is. I know Hoffner said he's not someone who's spiteful or he necessarily wants things like that to happen. But then his lawyer, Chris Medell, did step in and he said, no, I'm going to talk about this. I want house just completely cleaned. I want, you know, people that wronged Hoffner, he wants them to, you know, be able to have to leave and that sort of thing.
Well, that's from the president of the university on down on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what... It's going to be weird no matter what, you know, for him going back, because whether they clean house or not, at least tomorrow, that administration is still all there. So he's going to be working, you know, how many days, you know, with the people who tried to kick him to the curb. So it's a strange scenario, and I don't think we've ever really seen anything like this, certainly not in the Northern Sun. And so for right now, it's all, you know, just completely brand new to everyone.
Okay.
Like.
One other quick question. The boosters at Minot, are they really ticked off?
You know, I haven't heard from any of them since then, but I think they've got to be, because you look at Hoffner, he had applied to a number of other coaching positions, including the University of North Dakota, you know, the Division I position, when that was open earlier this year, and he couldn't get anything. No one wanted to take a chance on him. If you look at if you Google his name, you know, his picture in a jumpsuit comes up, so it's someone that was kind of a scary hire, mm-hmm. and then they take a chance on him. And now that kind of bites him in the butt 2 months later. So I know I'd seen some players on Twitter had, after his lawyer had said, you know, Hoffner deserves an apology from Mankato. They said, well, Minot State deserves an apology from Hoffner because they feel like they're getting used a little bit. So I think as far as the boosters go, I imagine they probably have a little bit of the same sentiment.
Now, you figure everybody, not only everybody that's affected now, but the recruits, the letters of intent, everybody that had... The wheels are in motion. I mean, this thing is this thing's going to be far-reaching, Ryan. I mean, I don't think this thing, this hamster wheel is not going to stop spinning for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, and he came in at a tough time anyway. He came in a week before National Signing Day, so he already, you know, was behind on recruiting and that sort of thing, and he didn't get a couple local recruits to stick around and kind of believe in him, and now it's like, well, he already lost a number of local recruits. You wonder if these guys are saying, well, we don't even know who the coach is going to be. Maybe it's not May 1st yet. You know, they don't have to have there's no reason for them, but they can't, you know, leave if they want to go to a different school next year. So,
wow.
You know, you wonder what the collateral damage is going to be, and they need to, if I'm Rick Hedberg, I got to try to act quickly as much as I can and try to just collect things and keep them going in the right direction because, yeah, this could really backfire and blow up in their face.
Got one more question that one of our listeners had just asked me about it, and it's a good question here I want to ask you. Is there any sort of grounds or litigation that Minot could bring against Mankato for something like this, or because it's an arbitration, and maybe this isn't something that you can answer, but it would Minot have hypothetically any grounds for any sort of a lawsuit against Mankato?
Yeah, again, from when I talked to Rick Hedberg, it didn't seem like there was really anything. There was no clause written in there, so I'm not sure as far as a buyout or anything like that is concerned. I don't think they necessarily have grounds for it. You know, maybe there is something in the fine print that they can get something back, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, I haven't heard of anything, and it seems like he's able to kind of get away from Minot scot-free because, obviously, like you mentioned, he was able to just be reinstated, so it's not like he's jumping ship for, you know, he didn't apply for this job. This is one that he wanted to get back.
Hey, Ryan, good stuff today. Thanks for coming on the program. I know you got more stuff coming up. Mr. Hedberg will be announcing more stuff about that Minot football program here in about 15 minutes, so I know you got more work to do. You can follow, again, Ryan Holmgren at Minot Daily News. You can follow him on Twitter as well. Great stuff, Ryan. Appreciate it, and have a great time on the train back to Minot.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
You got her. Ryan Holmgren doing a great job today covering that story.
That was fantastic.